Is it your testimony today that you personally witnessed President Joe Biden commit a crime?
I believe the fact that he was sitting with me while I was putting together a business
deal. Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption
Excuse
statutes.
Me, sir. Excuse Aura. Me, sir. Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is the
It's a category of crimes that you're then charged
You
under
have charges.
A long hundred
You have charges. Sir, please
you want me to
name
the exact statute
sir?
Under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
All right, sir, I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That went to law school.
I reclaim my time.
You guys
hey,
to
thank
define
you, sir. I reclaim my time.
The walls are starting to close in on Biden, and as you can see from their best and brightest, the Democrats are starting to panic. We're going to see the latest on why the Democrats and the legacy media are circling the wagons and why things are about to get a whole lot worse. And then...
Were you naive about how the process worked?
I like to use the word idealistic, but maybe I was naive for sure about how the consequences and how bad it would be after I testified.
She's back. You won't believe who the Democrats are wheeling out once again. And we're going to see exactly why it's their latest pathetic act of total and complete desperation. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in. Star witness Tony Babalinsky testified before the House Oversight Committee yesterday, and he most certainly did not disappoint. He called out the Democrats for their lies and their deceit right to their pathetic faces.
See, I apologize for the disruption from the...
Okay. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Babalinsky, please.
Okay.
Come to order. Mr. Babalinsky, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee. Does it apply or does it not?
Should I address? I don't.
There's there's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, order and decorum. Order and two words that could never be used to describe a Democrat. That was the vile Jamie Raskin appealing to order and decorum. Keep in mind, that's the same Raskin who's conspiring on desperately trying to kick Trump off the ballot in all 50 states. Order and decorum. What a vile scumbag. It was beautiful to see Babalinsky call him a liar right to his face. Remember, the person testifying there, Tony Babalinsky, was implicated in that email, that infamous email on Hunter Biden's laptop that divided up the returns from a Chinese energy company called CEFC. Remember the email designated 20% for H, that's Hunter, 20% for RW, that's a fellow by the name of Rob Walker, who's another business partner of Hunter's, 20% for JG, that's James Gillier, who's another one of Hunter's business partners, 20% for TB, that's Tony Babalinsky, who you just saw testifying, 10% for Jim, that's Sleepy Joe's brother, Jim Biden, and then, of course, 10% held by H, that's Hunter, for the big guy. And Babalinsky was asked about that big guy point blank.
Mr. Babalinsky, who's the big guy? Are you sure about that? Because when
Joe Biden,
you're sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
Because when Hunter Biden did his deposition under oath, he said, I don't know who it is, even though he was copied on an email that said H will hold 10% for the big guy. You sure it's the big guy is Joe Biden?
1,000%. And there's other text messages that back that up, that the brave whistleblowers Shapley and Ziegler have produced, not from my phones, not from my BlackBerry that I took screenshots from. They took them from subpoenas directly from Apple's iCloud that back up the fact that Hunter knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
The big guy is the brand. The big guy is the Lyft. The big guy is the one who showed up at golf outings, who did took phone calls and meetings and lunches and dinners with Hunter Biden and his business associates. Is that right?
Correct.
Now, what Bobulinski just said there has been corroborated by an independent investigation by the British Daily Mail. The term big guy returns a total of 41 hits when searching throughout Hunter Biden's laptop emails. And those hits clearly show that the code name was being used for Sleepy Joe. He clearly got money from a Chinese energy company called CEFC. And Bobulinski's eyewitness testimony converges with photos we have of Biden meeting with Hunter's overseas business partners who he denied ever meeting. And so we actually have three lines of corroborating evidence here: emails, photos, and eyewitness testimony. And yet the legacy media continues to this day to deny there's any substantial evidence that Biden did anything wrong. But astonishingly, the same legacy media is once again fawning over the accusations of a Democrat darling who's never produced a shred of evidence for any of her claims. And they're so desperate to try to revive Biden's fledgling campaign, they've actually brought her back. You are not going to believe this. Hey, gang, you know I'm passionate about our health, and I wanted to share with you this new supplement I've been taking. Gang, it's so awesome. It's called NMN from our sponsor, Black Forest. Gang, I'm serious when I say I don't know how I managed without it. The boost in my energy levels, my mental clarity, my overall well-being. I mean, it's just so good. But did you know that the FDA is actually trying to get in the way of this? It's true. The FDA is actually in the process of potentially reclassifying NMN, which stands for nicotinamide mononucleotide, as a drug instead of a supplement, which in the end only serves the interests of big pharmaceutical companies, because now they can control its distribution, leaving you and me, the consumer, out in the cold. And it's no wonder why they want to do this. Studies have shown that NMN can provide numerous health benefits, such as improved energy, weight management, endurance, strength, even anti-aging. But the good news is that despite the controversy of this big pharma attack, you still have a window of opportunity to take advantage of this amazing supplement. Our sponsor, Black Forest, has the best NMN supplement on the market. Trust me, I love it. And if you click on that link below right now and take advantage of their buy two, get one free special just for our audience, it's just good for the next 40 hours. So don't wait. Click on that link below right now and enjoy this amazing supplement while you still can today.
Yeah. Well, you've been called a highly credible witness, and you have a PhD in psychology. You're a professor. You teach at Palo Alto and Stanford universities. But even today, some people remain skeptical of your story. And you write that during the hearing, Senator Lindsey Graham wouldn't even make eye contact with you. Were you prepared for that kind of response?
I was prepared ahead of time that that none of the Republicans were going to speak with me, and they were going to use an outside interviewer. Mm-hmm. And so I was actually surprised at how kind some of the other Republican senators were who broke that protocol and said hello.
Who was that? Can you name a good one?
Senator Flake and Senator Sass both came over and said hello.
Neither one's in Congress anymore, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But still, a credit.
Good for them.
Both good men.
Yeah,
that's about as cringeworthy as it gets. Embarrassing, doesn't even begin to describe it. The Democrats are so desperate. I mean, they're actually wheeling out, once again, Christine Blasey Ford. As you know, Ford tried to derail the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings by accusing him of sexual assault. She literally became the darling of the legacy media. Even Chris Wallace of Fox News was fawning over her. I mean, it was beyond embarrassing. Precisely because the fundamental flaw of Ford's accusations, a fatal flaw that appears to continue to elude her most rabid supporters, is that she has yet, even to this day, she has yet to produce any shred of evidence whatsoever that she and Kavanaugh ever even met. Kavanaugh denied ever knowing her, ever meeting her, ever having any contact whatsoever with her. and she's never produced even the slightest semblance of evidence to the contrary. That's pretty devastating, your case. If you can't even establish the two you ever met, that you were even remotely in physical proximity to one another, then everything else you accuse him of is automatically null and void. And that's the fundamental flaw, the Ford's accusations. Compare that to the radical double standard here when it comes to Joe Biden's accuser, Tara Reid, who was most certainly in his proximity on a number of occasions as his congressional aide working in his office from 1992 to 1993, and then she went on to work on behalf of sexual abuse victims. I wonder why she did that. Well, we all know why. But because truth itself has been so radically partisanized by the legacy media, Tara Reid is not included in the mantra, believe all women. So why on earth are they wheeling out Christine Ford again? Well, you don't have to be a genius here. Bottom line, Biden is losing his base. The New York Times poll that came out at the beginning of the month not only showed that Trump was beating Biden soundly by 4 points among likely voters, but if you read the crosstabs, Biden is hemorrhaging support among women. Back in 2020, according to exit polls, Biden won women by a margin of 11 points, 55 to 44. Now, according to this latest poll, that margin has shrunk to just a single point, 47 to 46. That's a 5-alarm fire for the Biden camp. They know they can't win this election with margins that thin with a traditional Democrat voting constituency. So it seems to me they're just trying to do what they can to rally the female vote in their favor. And they decided to bring out Christine Blasey Ford, of all people, to try to do that, to try to rally women back to Biden's side. Good luck with that. Thus far, it's been an embarrassing failure, which means that the Democrats are only going to get all the more desperate. Don't worry. They still got AOC. Hey, gang, I just wanted to give you a huge note of thanks to each and every one of you, the thousands of you that have recently clicked on the link below and joined our Insiders Club. As many of you know, we took a big hit from big tech. Our channel was completely and totally demonetized. But you, literally thousands of you, stepped in and you rescued me and this channel by bypassing big tech and joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined our Insiders Club for coming to our rescue. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, gang, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way we will never, ever, ever lose touch with each other, no matter what big tech does. So just click on that link below, join our email list, and become a part of an army of literally hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, most importantly, together.